Two major earthquakes have struck off the coast of New Zealand this morning. A tsunami warning is in place. Now, the first one, a magnitude 7.1 quake at 2:27 in the morning, middle of the night. It was 100 kilometres off East Cape, generated a tsunami with the first wave striking the shore at Hicks Bay just before 3 o'clock in the morning. That advisory has now been lifted. No more tsunami. You can go home if that's your part of the world. Now, the latest, though, tsunami warning number two, a magnitude 7.4 quake near the Kermadecs. They're more than 900 kilometres northeast of Auckland. So a new national advisory has been issued, warning people to expect strong and unusual currents and unpredictable surges at the shore. Following that second earthquake, the big earthquake in the New Zealand area today near the Kermadecs. Now, this new national advisory, it applies to Northland, effectively, the east coast of the North Island from the Bay of Islands to Whangarei. Strong currents and surges can injure and drown people, it says. There's a danger to swimmers, surfers, people fishing, small boats and anyone in or near the water close to the shore. We can talk now with the National Emergency Management Agency Minister Kiritapu Allen. Kiri, kia ora. Kiri Allen, are you there? Oh, you were there.
Oh, sorry, Susie, I don't know what was going on with my phone. Good morning.
Tēnā koe, good to talk to you. Now, kōrero mai, what is, I mean, what a morning, really. What a middle of the night, what a morning to be waking up to.
Indeed, it's been a morning, and look, I think myself, like many other New Zealanders in the North and South Island, we had our wee wake-up call this morning at 2:29. Look, a couple of things that I think I just want to highlight in terms of the way that people have responded on the ground has been absolutely exceptional. That message around long, strong, get gone has obviously really embedded into particularly coastal communities. I was getting shots, photographs at about 2:35 this morning of people headed up to the hills. They knew that this was a long earthquake. It had been incredibly strong and knew exactly what to do. So we're headed up into hills all throughout the East Coast electorate, essentially. So really just want to commend people on the ground for the response. Couldn't be happier with the way that communities knew particularly what to do.
Yeah, of course, this is your rohe, an East Coaster yourself. What are you hearing about infrastructure, about whether people have power, about the roads, that kind of thing?
Yeah, look, I've been in touch with basically all the civil defence teams on the ground, as well as all the mayors throughout the region. And you're exactly right, this is home, so you also get all the calls from family and whatnot. The feedback that I've had so far is that there seems to be minimal damage, but the teams are all out there right now essentially undertaking a stock take of what the damage is. You know, I've heard of a few broken plates and this and that, but in terms of ongoing structural damage, the teams are out there, they're on the ground now. As I best understand, power is on, roads are still travellable and whatnot. So we're not hearing major disruptions like we potentially could have, which is also very pleasing.
Do you have any information about whether public buildings like schools are going to be open today in the area?
I've heard some schools won't be opening. For example, I have a message from Whangarei School, which is a coastal school. They've decided to close down today, and that's absolutely fine given the context. But what we're saying, though, is for those folks, whilst there was a lot of disruption throughout the course of the evening, the tsunami warning has lifted now, and so people are, by and large, able to get on with their day, albeit a little tired than usual.
Yeah, I reckon people will be very tired if they've been awake since up past two this morning, for certain. So as for this second situation that we've got this morning, the 7.4 quake near the Kermadecs. They're a long way away, but what is the latest coming in as regards the tsunami advisory that has been issued for Northland?
Yeah, that's correct, Susie. So we did just get a 7.4 earthquake just off the coast of the Kermadec Islands just before 7 o'clock this morning. The National Emergency Management Agency has issued a national advisory only minutes ago, essentially advising that for the communities in Northland, and in particular around Pewhairangi, the Bay of Islands, and unfortunately our home patch again in the East Coast, that there will be a little bit of disruption, particularly in the seas. So again, probably not a good day. Absolutely, it's not a good day to go fishing, go swimming, or to get into the water if you're in either of those areas. There is an alert outstanding at the moment.
Now, as for the text alert that gets sent out, we've certainly spoken to at least one person this morning on the East Cape who did receive a text alert about the middle of the night major quake. Has that system been working properly? Have people been getting the alerts as they should be?
Yeah, look, I've been advised on that situation basically since the first quake at around 2:29. I understand a number of alert messages have gone to cell phones advising of when the tsunami warning was in place and when it was lifted. I've also been advised that those warnings weren't sent to all and sundry within the affected area. They were targeted to the areas that were most at risk of potential loss of life. So, some people may have received them, some people may not have, but it really was dependent on where you were at the particular time when those messages were sent out. So, look, we'll undertake a review as to whether everybody should have got them. But at the moment, from the advice that's been provided, I'm comfortable that the messaging system was adequate. Like I said, after any kind of event or incident, we always undertake a substantive review, and we'll be doing that with this one as well.
Ngā mihi, thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Kiritapu Allen, the National Emergency Management Agency Minister.